Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on Peachtree Street. I'm minding my business. Thank you for listening wherever you might be. East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest, everything in between. Shout outs to our friends in Canada. I appreciate you for being here. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City. Doing an amazing job, Ryan Botcher. Man, we've had a busy day. I get started 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've talked about Tua's apology after ratting on his teammates. We talked about the return of Rashee Rice. We discussed Russell Westbrook. He's back. Russell Westbrook is going to enter into his 18th season with the Kings. Maybe he'll win a championship. And if he doesn't, it ain't going to be with the Kings. How about that? And speaking of trying to win a championship, the Toronto Blue Jays, they are striking back. As it stands right now, the Blue Jays have just scored 5 runs in the third inning. The Blue Jays now lead the Mariners 5-2. Seattle trying to take a 3-0 series lead. It's the third inning. We may have a whole lot more runs coming for both sides. So we'll keep you up to date here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. Of course, I also just gave you a top 6 list. We took a look at some of the greatest athletes ever to never win a championship. Okay, I gave you that top 6. I'll continue taking your calls on some of the greatest athletes to never win a ring. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And thank you so much to Matt Verderam for joining us from SI Now. We got into the old man football game tomorrow between Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. Just a battle of the old guys. You know what? And before I get back to your calls, this is a great opportunity to let you know, as we talked about that Thursday night game, that preview, it was sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your local business. See you in the neighborhood. Square. How about the old guys? They got championships, right? Well, they got 2 apiece between them. Aaron Rodgers got a ring. And we know Flacco has a ring. Look at these guys. They got championships. Good for them. Not everybody's going to get one. Yeah, here's a quick recap if you missed the list last hour. And if you got the Odyssey app, you can go ahead and you can listen with all the sound and whatnot. This is my top 6 list of athletes to never win a ring. And this list was inspired by Russell Westbrook. Maybe he gets a ring this year. Before he gets out of here, he'll be 37 years old in about a month from now. Here, top 6 athletes to never win a ring. At number 6, I said Barry Sanders. At number 5, I gave you Charles Barkley. At number 4, I gave you Karl Malone. At number 3, I gave you Ted Williams. At number 2, I gave you Dan Marino. And at number 1, I gave you Elgin Baylor. Okay, Elgin Baylor went to just about every NBA Finals possible, took the Lakers to 7-8 of them. And then he didn't win none of them. He retired, and then they won a championship. It's 14 years with the Los Angeles Lakers, no rings. And, of course, there's more than 6 great players to never win a championship. We've had some excellent callers, naming guys like LaDainian Tomlinson. Somebody called up and mentioned Steve Nash. Jim Kelly, of course, 4 consecutive Super Bowl appearances, 4 consecutive losses. It can be painful for a lot of folks. Let's get back to the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Oregon. Let's talk to Craig. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Craig, what's up?
JR, hey, man, I'm relatively new to your show, but I really dig it. but I still don't know how you miss this guy, man. Eric Dickerson, single season rushing record holder.
Most easy is there's Barry Sanders who existed. Like, I can only put so many running backs on the list. I had to spread it out a little bit. I think the closest that Eric Dickerson got was probably against the Bears that year that they won the title. We know Eric Dickerson's great, but if I had to pick between him and Barry Sanders, I chose to put Barry on the list.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, yeah. How can you not love it? And of course, the receiver that was there for so long.
Oh, Megatron?
Literally, yes.
Calvin Johnson. Shout outs to a Georgia product, Georgia Tech. Yeah. Look, you play for the Lions, you're getting kicked in the ass, unfortunately.
It's tough. That's true, true.
It's tough. Lions. It's tough. Yeah, well, yeah, good luck to them this year. We'll see if they can make the defense match the offense. Appreciate you, Craig.
Well, yeah. Everything's always upside down in a world where the Mariners are good.
Well, right now the Mariners are getting their asses whooped, so we'll see. 5-2. We'll see. Enjoy. Good luck to them, okay?
Thanks, man.
No doubt. Thank you, Craig, for calling from Oregon. Yeah, that's one of those things. If you live in Oregon, you got to root. You're in Mariners country. You got to root for the Mariners. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jalen is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jalen?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I'm throwing up my ex, man. Grew up as a Cowboys fan, throwing up my ex for Dez Bryant.
Excuse me? Are you serious? You're not. Is this a joke? is this a joke?
I mean, when you look at this, at the stats and the playoff run that we had back in 2014, and of course that catch that was caused, but they overturned it. I figured we could have made it that year to the Super Bowl, and we could have won, to be honest.
Oh my God, are you really sitting here coming up with a reason as to why Dez Bryant is one of the greatest athletes to never win a championship? Are you really doing that right now?
Well, I'm a youngin', so that's who I grew up watching. Not to say that he's anywhere close to Michael Irvin,
but Michael Irvin won 3 titles. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh no. There's a million guys that I could say never won a championship before I ever get to Dez Bryant. Shout outs to my main man, Mr. Raider, Tim Brown. Tim Brown ain't win no championship. I can't put Dez Bryant anywhere near Tim Brown. It's not even close. Come on. Randy Moss ain't win no championship either. Can you tell me about Dez Bryant? Damn, Jalen. Apologize to the public, Jalen. Say sorry.
All right. I'm sorry. But I will say this, though.
Yes.
Hey, with the Longhorns, I'm glad that we got that win against Oklahoma.
Okay,
that was something that we needed. Yeah, hopefully we'll do something with Kentucky. I'm hoping that we can get a little turnaround. Right.
Well, I wonder what would happen if Mattia didn't come into the game coming off that broken hand. But good on Texas. I'm happy that they turned things around. Give Arch Manning a break, I say. Hey, Jalen, thank you for calling up.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. You have a good day.
You as well. I'm like, Dez Bryant? Greatest athletes to never win a champion? Dez Bryant comes to mind? No, thank you. Danny Boy is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Danny Boy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Big Baltimore. Okay. I just want to holler out to my main man, Dan Marino. I grew up watching him. Okay. I grew up watching Charles Barkley, Howard, the basketball player, Barry Sanders. Russell Westbrook, I wish he won a trophy.
Well, he ends up on a good team that he can do that. It ain't gonna be with the Kings.
Yeah, he carried the team all the time. He needs to give him a trophy just for carrying the team.
Who needs to give him a trophy? What, the Oklahoma? Who needs to give Oklahoma?
The NBA need to give him a trophy because he carried the team.
He got an MVP trophy. What else does Russell Westbrook need to get from anybody?
He needs to give him a Super Bowl trophy.
a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl trophy. A runners up Super Bowl trophy. Now, did you give Iverson? He carried the team.
Allen Iverson.
He retired.
Yeah, he won
an MVP. That's what I was calling about, Iverson.
He won an MVP.
I cried and cried. I was just a young kid. I said, this guy just played basketball, carried the team all the time.
I think Allen Iverson would tell, and God rest his soul, he won an MVP. He took the Sixers and a bunch of non-offensive players to a championship to get smoked by the Lakers. But I think even at his age now, Allen Iverson would probably tell you, if he took better care of his body and had a better attitude, he might have won a championship. So
I know, but he used to put his whole body and everything into it.
Danny, I just, there's no disputing how hard he played. There's no disputing how talented he was. But there were certain cases where Allen Iverson was his own worst enemy. I loved the guy. He was one of my favorite guys to watch. But then it just got real bad at the end of his career when it was like, oh, you got to come off the bench, and he was no longer the star, and the welcome and the relationship in Philadelphia frayed. I think Allen Iverson is the type of guy who could have won a championship. He just he had his problems with alcohol. God bless him. He just stopped. But I agree with you, Danny. Well, thank you for calling up, man.
I didn't know about his alcohol problem.
Oh, you didn't? I mean, he just announced.
That stuff they hold. They didn't show.
It's been publicly known that he's had issues. He actually told everybody last week. He has a memoir out. You should go ahead and check it out, Danny. If you like,
last week I'm up in age now. I mean, I was looking for that 30 years ago.
Well, Allen Iverson just came out with a memoir. And he just admitted, I think it's 6 months that he's been sober. So God bless him, and nothing but the best. Thank you for calling from Baltimore.
He's the greatest. I like him. I like him.
Too.
Danny. I like Dan Marino.
Danny.
Barkley,
we do too. Let's get to some more callers, Danny. I love you too. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you a lot, JR.
Thank you. Shout outs to Danny. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. He loves everybody. I love everybody too. I love you. If nobody told you they love you today, I love you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jeff is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
Howdy.
Howdy.
The name that came to my mind is another Mariner, the kid, Ken Griffey Jr.
Man, why he take that money from the Cincinnati Reds for? Come on. Who told him to take that? Because his daddy? Why'd he take that money?
I couldn't tell you that. I was very sad to see him leave.
I'm sure.
But I'm sure.
Speaking of the kid, you got kids running around in the back?
Yeah, I got a little 3-year-old girl. She loves her dad.
God bless her. Well, don't talk to me. Go feed her. She want food, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
sweet. We're past dinner time. We're starting to warm up toward bedtime.
Okay, and listen, Jeff, I know how it goes. I'll let you handle business, okay?
Thanks, y'all. Have a good night.
You too. Shout out to Jeff for calling from Idaho. Listen, I know how it goes. Kids do not give a damn, okay? They do not care. I'm on the phone. They do not care. They'll come in the room. It's like, do you see me? I told you before I got on the phone. Just give me a minute. No, they do not care. I was going to say stupid kids, but I can't say that, right? Well, I still want stupid kids. They're learning. They're still stupid. They got to learn these things. 888-770-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Bacha, is there anybody that comes to your mind? You know, a great guy, that a great pro guy that never won a championship?
Well, that guy called up with Dez Bryant and, really inspired me to think about the prime of Brandon Marshall.
You being funny guy too now, huh?
Well, no, but if I'm being realistic, I was a big Vince Carter guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, big Vince Carter guy. I was a Nets fan. There's not many of us.
Vince Carter was ostracized in Toronto. That time they were in that postseason game, and he wanted to go get his degree that day instead of playing in the game. Or what did he do? Fly there before or something like that? They killed him for it.
Yeah, but he had cool dunks. So in my eyes,
cool dunks.
I was convinced as 5 years old. I was like, hey, this guy's the truth.
He could have cool dunks, and he played until, what is he, like 41? I remember he was playing here in Atlanta. Oh, my goodness.
He's got one more left in him.
Does he? No, he could.
Well, that was
still
a meme. That was like, I've got one more left in me.
Nah, he could still. He could still dunk.
Hope so. He's like. He's like, what is he, 6'7"?
You don't think? Nah, he's 6'6". You don't think Vince Carter can dunk?
He probably today? Can. You're already halfway up there in height. You just got to, he's still bouncy.
Yeah, he could still go. 888-710-4ISN. Jim is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, brother?
I'm excellent.
The name that comes to mind for me, just going back old school, Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks.
Oh, my God. He played forever and never won anything.
Right. He played on some lousy teams. The best chance he had was 69, but, you know, I was just starting to get into sports as a little kid back then, and the Miracle Mets passed him up and ended up winning it all. That was his best shot.
Yeah, and I was going to say, 69, yeah, that was a Miracle Mets.
He was the first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt, though, after he finished playing. So, you know, but he was a real ambassador for the game. You know that. You know your history.
I mean, in regards to time spent and games played, he got to be right there, if not maybe behind Ted Williams. He's probably right there behind him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Hey, real quick, yes. I know you got other callers. Somebody mentioned Damian Tomlinson earlier. Here's a little number thing for you. Okay. You mentioned the touchdowns. He had 31 touchdowns that year, 186 points. I believe that's the all-time single record for a single player in a season. He outscored the Oakland Raiders by himself that season. Look it up. That's
what
crazy,
was that,
isn't it?
Who was? What year was that?
2006.
Oh, my God. Who was the Raiders quarterback in 06?
I don't remember. Randy Moss was on that team because he went to New England the year after that.
Was Dante Culpepper on that team at that time? I know at one point he was out there.
He may have been. I'd have to look at that. But I recall
Google's
that,
for.
Though. He outscored the whole damn Raiders team.
Oh, my God. It was Aaron Brooks. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a throwback. Yeah. Haven't
they
said that
scored
guy's
like 160
name.
Points or something that year as a team. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, the Raiders have been through some tough times. Yeah, they went 2-16 that year.
Wow.
Yeah, they've gone through some things. Oh, that was a rough one. What a throwback. I didn't think I'd be mentioning Aaron Brooks' name on the radio.
Good finding.
Shout out to all the Saints fans out there. They remember Aaron. Hey, Jim, appreciate you for calling from Chicago, man.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure. No doubt about it. 888, I got a lot of callers here. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What we got here? We got Chris. He's calling from Indianapolis, where Mark Sanchez likes to assault old men who deliver and pick up oil. Chris, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up? Hey, Chris, you're live on the radio. What's going on?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I was worried that Mark Sanchez got a hold of you, too, allegedly.
Yes, sir. I'm actually from Bloomington, Indiana, but that's been the big story here the past few days. So,
yeah. I know. Yeah. What's up?
I just wanted to say Reggie Miller.
Yuck.
I listen to his show all the time. Great stuff. Great work. You know, Reggie, he gave it hell for a long time, and never could get there. The Knicks got in our way a lot. So, just wanted to put that input.
There's also the malice at the palace that may have gotten in his way, too.
Absolutely. We had a chance there, too, with Ron Artest. That team was a bulldog. Rick Carlisle's first stint. So, poor Reggie. He gave his heart and soul here, but never could get the chip. So.
Did you ever hear my story about me seeing him jogging in Piedmont Park here in Atlanta?
I have not, actually. No, sir.
It was, I think it was one of these nationally televised games. I don't know who was getting ready to take on the Hawks. Reggie Miller, where these guys stay is not too far from Piedmont Park. It's in the middle of the city. And Reggie, what a shock to anybody. He's still in tremendous shape. He still runs. He still jogs. And you know I'm not running and jogging like Reggie, maybe not. But I was out there on the track, and I'm like, who the hell? And it's like 11 o'clock in the morning. It's wintertime. I'm like, I said, that's Reggie Miller. And he was just out there.
Right.
And he's out there getting his jog in. And I'm like, man, this dude is now in his 50s. He's out. He's out here still running. He was a pain in the ass when I watched him. I said, you know what? There's nothing stopping me if I wanted to from tripping him for all the pain he caused me growing up, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't want the assault charge, so I left Reggie Miller alone, okay?
We'll leave all that to Sanchez, right?
Yeah, I'll leave Mark Sanchez all the assaults, allegedly. Hey, thank you, Chris.
Hey, no problem, JR. Appreciate all you do, and go Hoosiers.
Thank you. Shout-outs to Indiana. Yeah, I saw Reggie Miller. It went through my head for 2 seconds. Trip him. And it's like, nah, you can't assault Reggie Miller. You got to leave him alone. So all he did is run. His whole damn career, before we got Steph Curry running through screens and all of this stuff, we had just that is so crazy. You know, Bacho, what's nuts? I wear one of these stupid bands that tells me that I need to exercise and how many steps. I literally, this stupid thing just, because I stand up when I broadcast. This stupid thing, and it not just now, because I ran earlier today. The stupid thing just told me I went past 10,000 steps for today.
That's good. It's better than under 10,000. Isn't like 10,000 supposed to be daily?
I guess it's the mark or whatever. But it's just funny. I'm over here talking about Reggie Miller running around like a crazy person on a basketball court through all the screens. And my stupid wrist goes off and goes, hey, JR, you just went past 10,000 steps. So whatever. I still don't like Reggie Miller. And unpersonal. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Toronto's beating up on Seattle 6-2 in the fourth inning. We got a lot of callers. I'll get to more of your calls on the other side. We'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. Who are some of the greatest athletes to never win a title? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Gain Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gain Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gain Super Flings.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, it's the end of the fourth inning. The Blue Jays, they're trying to get their first victory here in the ALCS. They lead Seattle 6-2. George Kirby has given up all 6 runs for the Seattle Mariners. And on the other end, you got Shane Bieber. He's doing his part. 4 innings, he struck out 6. He's only thrown 63 pitches. Let's see how far he can take things, trying to hold Seattle down and for Toronto to pick up a victory here in the ALCS. So I know fans in Seattle, I was like, damn it, let's get this over with. Maybe Toronto can strike back, not just today, but tomorrow as well. Hey, we got a lot of callers here on the line with us right now. People hitting us up. I gave you a top 6 list, top 6 athletes to never win a championship. I gave you Elgin Baylor, number 1 on my list. If you missed it, get hit rewind on the free Odyssey app dating back the last hour. And so we have so many callers. I'm fine. I'm great. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. I appreciate it, though. But in the interest of time, and trying to get everybody on, you know, tell me your name. You know, which athlete is it? Give me that athlete's name. And then just give me your quick thoughts. That way we can get everybody on. There's always one person or two or three who will not understand the assignment. Let's see who this one, two, or three is not. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the greatest athletes to never win a title. Antoine is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Antoine?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
All right. So I noticed you had made a list of six players that were the greatest to never win a ring. And you did not mention the greatest player to never win a ring. And his name is Barry Bonds, man. You mentioned Ted Williams. And I'd like to mention that Ted Williams only won two MVPs. Bonds has seven. Barry Bonds has about eight Golden Gloves. Ted Williams has none. And as you know, Barry Bonds hit about 500 home runs and stole 500 bases. Barry Bonds capped off at about 762 homers. Ted Williams only had about 521. I think Barry Bonds is about the best baseball, before Otani came in the picture, the best baseball player to ever come in the picture, and by far the best athlete to never win a championship. I just don't see how you debate that.
I'm not going to debate that. It would have also been nice if he wasn't a drug user. That would have been great, Antoine.
And I like to mention, before he ever touched steroids, before he started using steroids.
I would agree with you on that one. But there is, it don't matter before, during, or after. His entire career, his entire legacy would have been different if, A, he didn't use drugs, and then, B, if he wasn't a complete jerk to a lot of people, of which he's admitted to. That part he's admitted to. Well, thank you, Antoine. Antoine's busy. Listen, man, we can sit here forever. There's no debate about what the numbers say about Barry Bonds. There's also not too much of a debate about obstruction of justice and then him self-admitted being a jerk. Very easy for me to leave him off. I mean, if we were talking about cheaters of all time, Barry Bonds would be on the list. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. James is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
Well, from an old school standpoint, we have Fran Tarkenton, a quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, running around
back
forever.
In the day.
Well, thank you. Well, he got right to the point. I appreciate that. If you're not familiar, Fran Tarkenton, he was Jim Kelly before there was Jim Kelly. He didn't do four in a row. He did three in a row. And he still lost. And all he did is run around. Well, not all he did. He ran around and ran around and ran around. He was running around and running around and running around before it was popular to just run around. Blair is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's up, brother? First time calling. I'm going to be quick. I respect you. Randy Moss, brother. He was on your top six last week. Come on, Randy Moss, bro.
Well, yeah, he's without a shadow of a doubt one of the greatest players of all time. Thank you, Blair, for calling from San Diego. Randy Moss is another guy. I think he did his own undoing. I mean, he had his time. I mean, it's still kind of crazy. Him, Jake Reed, Chris Carter, Randall Cunningham, like they were amazing. They were. But I think there were some times, and he got close with the Patriots, but there were some other times later in his career. I think Randy Moss, he had the Allen Iverson effect. He kicked himself in the ass, and I think it cost him some additional opportunities. Maurice is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, it's Maurice. How you doing? Listen, I got a baseball name for you. How about Don Mattingly?
Yeah, if his back didn't blow out and he was able to stick around, and maybe so.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Maurice. Because... appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right, no doubt. John is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I just mentioned all-time baseball players for sure. Ty Cobb made three World Series, never won one.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, for calling from Colorado. You want to talk about controversial? Yeah, a lot of thoughts about Ty Cobb, who he was, who he was not. Jimmy's calling from Maryland. You get the last word, Jimmy. What's up?
Hey, thank you, JR. Thank you for taking my call. The guy before was very bonds to mine, but I'll stick with pitcher. I would say Dunn Sutton. Made it to a series four times. He never won. You know, so, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, 200 victories, but never could get that ring.
All right.
Thank you, JR.
Thank you, Jimmy, for calling from Maryland. Most people follow the rules. I think most people got the job done. I appreciate that. Hey, Belletti, you got anybody that stands out to you? Is there an athlete that you appreciate, that you like? I don't know. That just go, they never won one?
Yeah, I didn't hear the whole list, so I apologize there. I'm assuming Marino's on this list.
Oh, he's number two?
Yeah. I mean, these are the guys. I heard you say one, so I knew Elgin Baylor was there. I figured Marino, and if he didn't have Bonds for the obvious reasons. So, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
there's a bunch of guys, but.
Here's the list, Marco. At number six, I had Barry Sanders. Number five, I had Charles Barkley. Number four, I had Karl Malone. Number three, Ted Williams. Two, Dan Marino. And number one, Elgin Baylor.
I'll throw in one close to my heart. How about that?
Okay.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, God. Oh, yuck.
Come on, man.
No, I'm thinking about the end of him with the Knicks, and he was wearing them two ugly-ass jerseys.
Well, with the Knicks, I was going to say, with the Magic, where it makes your eyes bleed, where you're looking at him guarding Hakeem Olajuwon, who's wearing a Raptors jersey.
Oh, that was bad. And then when he had on the Seattle Supersonics jersey.
Yeah.
They sent the Jamaican man to Seattle to play basketball. He was in New York.
Yeah. For Glenn Rice, with those things around his knees when he was already shot. Yeah.
Oh, those rings?
Whatever, though. Yeah, whatever the hell that did. That did nothing. I even had a pair of those things. That did absolutely nothing.
Yeah. No, aren't those rings supposed to work?
Yeah, they're supposed to do a lot of things. But if it wasn't like a knee brace where it actually hold, this was like a piece of cloth where you move around and the thing slides, you start to sweat. Wow. It was so pointless.
It's like those copper things that Brett Favre was selling before he got in trouble in Mississippi.
Oh, was that no good? Is that part of his suit?
What?
I don't know.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
The copper things? I don't know.
Copper toe?
You didn't see.
I saw that. I didn't wear them. I don't know if those were.
No, but I'm saying Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
Glenn Rice was wearing that crap and like the stuff that Brett Favre was peddling.
Yeah.
What is it, Bacha? Copper?
It's like a circulation knee brace type of thing.
Because it has metal and stuff in it. Huh?
Although, at least I'll say that. Wasn't it like Brett Favre, like Jerry Rice? Wasn't it for like, you know, you're 60. This just might help you out? Yeah. Glenn Rice was still playing.
It was them tossing a football, and it was like, this is for old people.
Right. Well, you know what? I mean, 60-year-olds trying to toss a football, that's fine. I could live with that. Glenn Rice was still supposed to be in his prime.
No, he wasn't in his prime. But if you're running up and down a court, a wood court all day, come on, we got Lonzo Ball. Is it Lonzo? Is that the right one on Cleveland?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we got Lonzo Ball. Doesn't he have somebody's fake body parts in his leg so he can still play?
Yeah, when a cadaver, right?
Yeah, and his knee.
He's basically a robot now.
Yeah, he got somebody else's. He got a dead person's knee in his knee, and he was looking good the other day too. By the way, so I mean, come on. Now.
And he's happy. There's water in Cleveland. He didn't know.
Yeah, he learned that. He didn't see the lake there. Does he know how big that lake is? Well, he grew up in Los Angeles, and is never mind. I was gonna.
You know what? I'm allowed to go because I haven't been around the country either. So there's a lot of things that I might be really really dumb on. So I'm not gonna get on him. But that was an awesome comment.
They learned basketball. They didn't learn geography. Hey. Maybe he didn't realize how much water was in the city proper, okay? Maybe that.
Maybe
right?
He just didn't realize how much water there is. He just thought it was, you know, one coast and the other, and that's it.
Okay, yeah. Pacific. Yeah, okay. He's been busy rehabbing his knee. Let's give him a break. What a world. And speaking of basketball players doing crazy things, Trae Young had an idea that LeBron James stole, or Trae Young tried to steal one. I don't know. It's just bad. We'll hear what Trae Young's stupid decision he had to make. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, but right now, it's a newsflash from Marco Belletti.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean.
Gain Super Flings for next level laundry.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah. Toronto is laying a beatdown on Seattle. You heard it from Marco Belletti, 8-2. It's like home runs for everybody right now. There's still plenty of time, but I don't know. Let's see if Seattle can get 7 more runs out here on the board. The way they're looking tonight, I would not count on that. Let's see what happens. Can't predict the future. But right now, it's the end of the show. It's not about the future, but it's about the past. Let's take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is October 15th. The year is 2025. But if we go back to 1983, October 15th, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Maple Leafs, they scored 5 goals in 1 minute 24 seconds. It's an NHL record for the fastest, excuse me, it's so fast, the fastest 5 goals by 2 teams. The Maple Leafs ended up beating the Blackhawks 10-8. Listen to this 5th goal of the first period. It was scored by the Maple Leafs.
Here it comes to him. Now Salming. Shot hit a stick. Broken. Shot low on Anderson, knocked down, rebound, and a shot that's Jim Benning hopping in from the blue line. He saw he might have a chance. A good move.
Let's keep it moving. October 15th, 1988, Oklahoma. The Sooners, they rushed for 768 yards. They set an NCAA record for most rushing yards. They went out there and smoked Kansas State 70-24. Of course, this is Barry Switzer and his wishbone offense. We had 14 different guys rush the football, including quarterback Charles Thompson. Listen to Charles Thompson tell you what a crazy day it was.
Yeah, I had a very exciting game today. I think our team played well. We went out there in the first quarter and put some points on the board early and basically went out there and did our job, and that's basically what we like to do.
The mechanics of the wishbone looked like they were going better, not just because you were playing a team that really was pretty weak, but the mechanics looked better to me, were they?
Yeah, definitely. So, after the drive we had against Texas last week, that last drive, I think it kind of unified our team somewhat a little more. And we're practicing better. We're working as a unit and as a team. And, today just kind of shows the public that, hey, Oklahoma's, they still can move the ball. They still can put the points on the board and that they can't count us out for the season.
October 15th, 1989, Wayne Gretzky, it didn't take him long, playing for the Kings. He passed Gordie Howe as the NHL's all-time leading scorer. It was a 5-4 overtime victory over his former team, the Oilers. Okay, take a listen to this. Wayne Gretzky's like, I was embarrassed to pass my idol.
When I was breaking the record, this is a great story, and it's all come to fruition now, but I said to my dad the night before, I said, I'm so embarrassed. And my dad said to me, what do you mean? And I said, I'm so embarrassed. Gordie Howe's the greatest hockey player ever lived, and he always will be in my eyes, and he'll never change. And I said, I'm so embarrassed to break his record. And he goes, are you out of your mind? And I remember looking at my dad. My dad's pretty straightforward, right? He's never really controversial. And he goes, don't even think that way. And I'm thinking, where is he going with this? And he says, you have the same dignity and respect when the guy breaks your record, the Gordie Howe. He's so excited and so happy that you're breaking his record. You make sure you have the same respect for the guy that breaks your record. And I went, okay, yeah. I remember I looked at my dad, I go, okay. I go, I'm thinking at that time, who's going to break that record?
Hey, that was Wayne Gretzky on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. October 15th, 2017. Tom Brady, of course, Tom Brady. He had 2 touchdown passes. Patriots beat the Jets, something that they were used to, 24-17. But this is more important. Brady ended up with his 187th regular season victory. That's more victories than Brett Favre and Peyton Manning. Of course, the most in NFL history. Congratulations, Tom Brady. Listen to this.
Tom Brady, most wins all time for a quarterback in NFL history. The New England Patriots get it done on the road. And the Pats are in first place in the AFC.
Even Ian Eagle is just like, oh, what do you want me to say about Tom Brady? He's like everything. Oh, yeah. When he finished his career, 251 regular season wins. Thank you, Tom Brady. So I got all these records, and I got championships. I'm not on that stupid list you just had, JR. Good for you. Anyway, speaking of stupid lists, and that was, of course, a few things that took place this day in sports history. I don't know if LeBron James has inspired more trolling, or we know about his decision to select Hennessy. That was his decision, what, last week, 2 weeks ago. Trae Young kind of pulled a similar something yesterday. And so he said he was going to be releasing a video today that I think we all knew was going to be a joke. And that's exactly what it is. Trae Young is now helping to sell alcoholic iced tea. Now listen to this with Adam Lefkoe.
Trae Young has played his last game for Atlanta.
Wait, what?
The grind, the sacrifice, the rumors, blah, blah, blah. You've had enough. Are we not talking about basketball?
Basketball? Nah. This is way bigger than basketball, Adam. I'm walking away from syrupy, artificial tasting, sugar bombs that call themselves hard iced tea.
So you're telling me this entire time you were not leaving Atlanta. You were leaving sugary hard teas.
Dude, I'm not done with Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I just joined a new team, Crooked Tea. We're committed to making delicious hard teas with zero sugar and all attitude. I fit right in.
Trae Young needs to stick to passing the ball, the floater, three-point shots that are within reason, not acting. I watched the ad. That was horrific.
Yeah, so he was, that had to be like the worst reading off of a teleprompter ever, right?
You think he was reading a prompt? I didn't even look that hard.
He had to have. Because like, I know a place, I love Atlanta. Like he slowed down, like it was like sentence by sentence, like teleprompters are, and they're going down.
Oh boy.
It was pretty bad.
They had a teleprompter on the other side of Adam Lefkoe so he could just read it, huh?
Don't want to mess up the sponsor.
We don't need any more of these. These athletes just kind of popping up saying that they got decisions and announcements. Everybody's just selling alcohol. Whatever happened to just selling the booze? I don't know. And Trae Young, not all that great. Especially, I wonder if it was because of LeBron they did that or if that was something that was already in the works. Either way, it's not LeBron. Only a few people could pull that off. Man, we got so much to get into tomorrow. I mean, the Chiefs, we got this Josh Simmons story. He didn't play this week, personal reasons. Now, Patrick Mahomes, everybody's like, pray for the guy. They don't know if and when he's coming back. Andy Reid is like, I don't know. Ask the GM Veach. They got some wild stuff there. The Orioles want to bring in Albert Pujols? He'd probably be better off if he played and not managed, okay? So anyway, we got a lot to get into tomorrow when we return. I want to give a big thank you to Matt Verderam for joining us earlier in the show to talk all things NFL. He joined us courtesy of Sports Illustrated Now, SI Now. And, of course, we gave you a top six list. We talked about Westbrook. We talked about Tua. We got into quarterback play. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, it's real simple. All you have to do is just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We know that tomorrow we got a battle of the old guys. It's the Icy Hot Bowl. Thursday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. We'll talk more about that game tomorrow as well. Maybe both of these guys they're probably tucked in deep into their beds right now, getting ready for the game. You know, old guys need to sleep a little bit more. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief, the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap, okay? Be back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief show might be done, but Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Botox Cosmetic, botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.